For the longest time, Bloomington Normal speculated about what stealthy Rivian was doing with its newly purchased plant in Normal. Now, after another major investment, this time from Ford, we're all speculating about what this means for Rivian and the local economy. To find out, we spoke this morning with Stephanie Brinley. She's the principal automotive analyst at IHS Market and has been following Rivian's rise from stealth mode to the big time.
And I think what's important, too, is that it's you know, yet another vote of confidence in Rivian's approach. Certainly other companies, you know, with Amazon's investment as well, whether they're traditional automotive or their technology, are seeing some promise in what Rivian has proposed and the direction that they're going. And for Ford to get involved with Rivian, there's the opportunity for them to learn from Rivian as well. It's partly on the skateboard architecture itself, but partly just how Rivian does business as a startup that is also certainly very, very respectful of the existing infrastructure and the legacy that automakers have. So there's an interesting interplay there between those two companies, and I think that's it works out to be a nice fit.
Well, I wonder if you can kind of help our audience understand this notion of competition, because, I mean, theoretically, Rivian is going to be making its own vehicles, trucks and SUVs that could compete with Ford on the market. How does that play out when you have competitors who are also teaming up kind of behind the scenes?
You know, it happens. It's happened before. It's not that kind of the first thing. You've got other companies that have developed engine programs together, for example, and I think that's a pretty apt comparison because in a lot of ways, that's sort of what this is. The skateboard architecture that Rivian has is a little more complicated than an engine, but it's in that same vein, right? Ford will be able to build a vehicle that has its own design, its own DNA, its own approach, its own look. Ford has yet to confirm exactly what vehicle they're going to build. But the opportunity for Ford to have a vehicle that is truly a Ford vehicle is certainly still there. What they're sharing is that battery part at the bottom, which, you know, consumers will care more about the performance that's related, the range, the charge time, and things like that, more so, I think, than who's built that battery pack at the end of the day. So I think that you can very, very easily navigate the competition issue. I mean, Ford is going to compete more directly with Rivian's truck when it develops and releases its own electric F-150, and that'll be Ford's own architecture and Ford's own battery technology. That won't be shared with Rivian. So the core product for Ford, the F-150, is still going to be all Ford and not shared with Rivian, and yet still compete.
Well, a couple of months ago, when the Amazon announcement was made that it was going to be partnering and investing in Rivian, there was also some unconfirmed reports that GM and Rivian were looking at a partnership as well. That never materialized, or at least it hasn't yet. And then now we see another big automaker, Ford, you know, sign an actual agreement with Rivian. What's your read on the Ford GM kind of part of this, and why one happened and maybe one didn't?
You know, I can't say why GM didn't happen yet or won't happen or whatever. I wasn't not really that clear on what happened in those talks. But what I can say is that Rivian, from the beginning, said that they wanted part of their business to be selling the skateboard architecture to other automakers and to other companies and allowing them to build their own products on that skateboard. Rivian didn't rule out, like, assembling vehicles for somebody else or just, as in the case of what they're doing with Ford, just selling the skateboard itself. And Ford is expected to build the vehicle at a different plant. So for a variety of automakers to be working with Rivian and having conversations with Rivian is right in line with the way that Rivian said that they wanted their business to go. I don't know that Ford is the only one, because in the discussions yesterday in the conference call, this is not an exclusive agreement for Rivian and Ford. What they've had is that they've got an equity investment, and Joe Heinrichs is on the board, so Ford will be closer to that to them than they had been. But it doesn't rule out Rivian working with another partner, whether it's an automaker or someone else. So I think that it's not about whether Ford invested or whether GM invested. It's really about Rivian executing on the business plan that they've developed And I think that they'll see other partners down the road.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham, speaking with Stephanie Brinley, Principal Automotive Analyst at IHS Market, about the Rivian-Ford partnership that was announced yesterday. Are there other kind of examples of this or analogs to a company that is making vehicles that is also selling a very important component to other automakers so those automakers can make vehicles?
We have some automakers that share production and have co-developed vehicles. We have, for example, the current BMW Z4 and the Toyota Supra are on the same platform. They're assembled in the same facility, and it was a joint product, two very different vehicles. One's a coupe, one's a convertible, but two sports cars that are going to compete together on market, and we're definitely developed together. If you look at Mazda, their MX-5 Miata, there's also a version of that called the Fiat 124 Spider. Daimler and Renault have worked together on engines in the past. It's all kind of in the background, and what you see on the road is the vehicle, and it has an engine, and it was developed between the two companies. So there's lots of examples of companies working together in a very strategic way. And as the business gets more complicated and more complicated because of autonomous technology and electric vehicle technology that is hugely expensive and not yet profitable, the idea of sharing and having more partners becomes more critical. It's more critical partially because of the investment required for electric vehicles and for autonomous technology, and partially because of where those skill sets lie. The traditional automakers have experience with electric vehicles, but there are also some others that are coming from the outside and breaking into that space. That certainly have expertise to bring to the table.
Well, here in Illinois, we're all kind of wondering what this means for Rivian's manufacturing facility, which is just down the road here in Normal, right. Illinois. Whether or not this is ultimately very good news or concerning news. I think there's if you took sort of a skeptical view of this, you could say, well, if Ford has its own manufacturing facilities, is something going to happen that takes away some of the manufacturing of these skateboards and moves them to some Ford site?
Right.
So I wonder if you have any insight as to how optimistic or pessimistic we should view something like this as it relates to Rivian's sort of manufacturing strategies and plans.
That's an excellent question. And some of the answers to that question are going to come down the road. There's still a couple of question marks. And the biggest question mark really is going to be consumer demand for the products and how quickly or slowly that ramps up. Rivian has capacity for about 250,000 units from their facility. The fact that Amazon and Ford have decided to partner with Rivian will help Rivian certainly fill that plant. Looking at this, I don't think the concern is that Rivian, that Ford would suddenly build it themselves and Rivian would see less capacity coming out of Normal. I think that's unlikely to be the scenario. Even if somewhere down the road Ford built a version of it at one of their plants, it would be in addition to whatever Rivian's doing. But at this point in the game, I don't think that's part of the conversation. It's still early days for their partnership. And the only confirmed part of the partnership is that Ford will use the Rivian skateboard. Rivian will build the skateboard. Ford will build a vehicle using that skateboard, expected to be at one of Ford's assembly plants. So right now, I think for Normal, Illinois, it's really good news in that you have interest and you have Rivian setting up deals and setting up arrangements that it will fill the capacity of their plant ultimately. It'll take some time to get up to that 250,000 units per year, but they're moving forward and they're developing solid business opportunities for continuing to need that capacity.
What are the questions that you're left with here? What are sort of the what don't we know, even after yesterday's announcements and media analyst call that did answer some of the things? Where are there still unknowns here?
The big unknowns is really what vehicle is Ford going to develop? Ford going to develop off of the platform? We don't really know what that is. There's a lot of speculation about what it might be or where Ford will build it. Those are questions that will be answered down the road. It's early days in this partnership and in this arrangement. Open questions really are just how is it going to play out over time? And some of those, we'll just have to see what the market does, and we'll have to see what the economy does. But that'll have an impact on this. You know, I'd point out too that there were also some investments that Daimler and that Toyota made an investment in Tesla back in the early days that ultimately proved to not really make a big difference for Toyota or for Daimler. And at this point, Toyota and Daimler have both sold their stakes in Tesla. They did that a couple of years ago. So there's also opportunity for this to, as exciting as it is, maybe in 5-8 years, it might prove to not be as long-term as it sounds like it should be. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity in there, and there's still some risk to see what happens to this in the very long term. I'm not suggesting that I think it's going to fall apart today, but it is interesting. You do have examples of partnerships that lived for a little while and served both companies for a shorter term. It sounds like Ford and Rivian are looking at a much more longer-term relationship, but you know, we'll see. There are certainly still some open opportunities there. But overall, I think at the end of the day, right now, today, it's good news for Rivian and it's good news for Ford.
That's Stephanie Brinley, Principal Automotive Analyst at IHS Market, speaking with us via Skype. She's been following Rivian and yesterday's Ford partnership announcement.